Brian Lesser joining us, kind enough to make time for us, covering the awesome games that you probably have watched your son and daughter play over the years. Brian's been covering it from high school sports all over the area, from Santa Rosa, Escambia, Okaloosa County, and more, and also at UWF, and has even written a book, and kind enough to make time for us today. Brian, thank you for your time.
Hey, Chad. Thanks for having me on. How you doing?
I'm doing really well, Brian. And when it comes down to high school sports right now, what are we kicking in? I know you're at a game today over at Navarre, but what games so far have been kicked off? And give us a quick synopsis on some of the teams and the people out there that are really getting things rolling here early on.
Well, obviously, high school soccer season started this week for the boys and girls. I saw Navarre and Pace play the other night, and girls and the boys, Escambia and Navarre played on Monday night. And tonight, basketball gets going. Preseason for the girls, at least. Washington is hosting a little preseason thing over here with some of the area teams. Navarre being one of them, they're gonna kind of play like one half against one team and one half against another. And then obviously boys hoop starts in a couple weeks, and you got some high school playoffs going on too with a few of the area teams that were lucky enough to get in.
Looking right now at some of the athletes and the level of competition and the rules, I know it's always changing in when it comes to professional sports, but has there been any crazy rule changes or other things? I played, but I'm also at this point, that was back when there was black and white cards and stuff like that. So what are some of the things that you've noticed, some big changes around high school sports?
It doesn't seem like there's been, a lot of different rule changes as far as just the way, schools officiate or referees officiate things. I know there's been talk about a shot clock in high school basketball. And I guess someday we may see that. Obviously, they're a little more watch the taunting stuff a little bit closer, celebration stuff. The rules seem to be mostly the same. I mean, they call fouls a little bit different now. But then again, at least in basketball, the game is played a lot differently. And, and in football, you got things like pass interference seems to be called more often. Your quarterback can kind of throw the ball up, and most of the time, if the guy doesn't catch it, they're going to get a pass interference call, it seems like, at times. But I haven't seen a lot of huge changes, but you notice little things here and there as you watch games.
Brian, when you look at UWF, obviously a huge week. They've started a number of different sports. I'm excited for basketball season with Coach Berkhammer and Coach Yelton. As well with all the sports that the Argos, because, you go to their – I remember when Mark Emmerich came down, who is the president of the NCAA, and he said there's a lot of places he travels to and they don't have a trophy in their case. And you walk in there and they've got now, 70, 80, 90 from all the years, from tennis to golf and all the way across the board. And now recently defending champs in football. But talk a little bit about the game coming up and what it means for the people that don't understand how big this Valdosta UWF game is, because that's been the team over the last couple of years where it's really come down to. Even last year or 2 years ago, winning the national title, that was the toughest game. It came down to that final play with Anthony Johnson Jr. at the goal line. Talk about this game coming up, and hopefully I'm seeing you out there on Saturday, right?
This is the one game I'm unfortunately going to miss. I have to go back home to Illinois. My parents were supposed to do their 50th wedding anniversary thing in the summer, but some things came up, didn't happen. So unfortunately, this is one I'm going to miss, but obviously I'm going to be keeping track of it from the great white north of Chicago and, in Illinois. But this game is huge. Valdosta has long been one of the premier programs in Division II football. I knew about Valdosta even when I was in Ohio because, they play Grand Valley State when Brian Kelly was there. And just Valdosta is a premier program, but UWF has, quickly moved into that position of being one of the elite programs. They have a national title. Valdosta, I think they won the year before UWF won their national championship. So, this really shows you how great the Gulf South Conference is, and really that two of the premier programs in Division II are, in this part of the country. And it's a big game. It's going to have playoff implications. It's going to have, Gulf South Conference championship is going to be decided in this one. So a lot is on the line, and it's going to be interesting to see how it shakes out, because obviously UWF, that's the one team they haven't beaten in the regular season, at least. And so I'm sure they want to finally get that done and, you know, win a Gulf South for the first time.
Brian, there's a couple things I'm taking from that. A, you made how many people around our age feel terrible that you are traveling as such an awesome kid and son to your parents' 50th anniversary? I'm not 100% what day my parents' anniversary actually is. I know their birthdays, but I'm not. Don't laugh, Drew. I bet if we polled most people, do you know your parents' anniversary?
Yeah, it's December 31st.
Well, okay, all right. Well, now I'm just feeling terrible here. But
it's because
okay.
My mom mentions it all the time.
Well, okay, so well, see, there's a reason for that.
It's hard to forget it.
Okay, but I'm saying you win the Son of the Year award there. But on top of that, when it comes down to making the trip, we're going to miss you down at the game. And I know you're still going to be covering it. We have the opportunity if you can listen in here on ESPN Pensacola or tune in as well and watch. But I want to get to a couple other things going on here. You're around a lot of the high school kids and the students, interviewing them, and just a number of great athletes that we've seen, like an Emily Madrill, and like what she was able to do when she was over at Navarre, one of the best soccer players. Or we watch kids that come out all the time that are really good from this area. But there's also just a lot of kids that want to go on to play at colleges. How much is the name, image, and likeness thing brought up or changed a lot of kids' perspective? Do you hear it? I know sometimes people like, you know, do a lyric to a rap song, like, I'm going to get paid. But I mean, but honestly, how many kids are really talking about it?
You know, I think especially at the Division I level, it's being talked about a lot, you know, because obviously you play for a program like Alabama or Florida or Florida State or Georgia, you know, those kids that go to those schools are going to be getting the most attention. So, you know, the top recruits, you know, they are looking at a little bit more of which deals they can maybe get if they go to this school over that school. But even in Division II, you know, I know Dwayne Carter, Michael Carter's older brother, with his C3 stuff, he's signed some guys to help promote his their business. So, you know, even D2, D3 level, those guys are getting a chance to do it. I haven't heard like a lot of local kids talk about it as far as, you know, the ones that will go on to the smaller schools. But I'm sure it's in their minds. You know, they think about it and, hey, what if I go to this school? Maybe I can get that deal or this deal, what have you. But definitely at the D1 level, the major programs, those guys are in some ways, they're obviously looking to play for a great program, but they're also looking to get paid, I think, too.
Well, Brian, always good stuff. I know you're getting ready for a game here in about 14 minutes. Everybody follow Brian at BLester1993 on Twitter, and check out his work. And Brian, always great stuff. If there's anything else you want to promote or talk about, maybe an article you're writing, feel free. The floor is yours. But we always like having you on, and looking forward to having you on again next Wednesday.
Well, hey, you know, right now tonight's basketball, and I'll definitely be keeping up with UWF this weekend. I hope you have a great time out there, and hopefully there's some playoff games to go watch at Blue Wahoo Stadium in the next few weeks too.
All right, well, Brian, appreciate it. Yeah, you always text me. Feel free to text me if you're down at the stadium or something. When we get done with the games, watch some of those games at 7:15. You know, I get the hot rod going right there. I'll put Drew in the sidecar to my motorcycle, and we'll get down there and watch.
For sure, man. Well, thanks for having me on, and you know, always appreciate your time.